All right, this is it. This is the last chance. We have to cut the you-know-what that rhymes with it. Uh-huh. This is Mission Possible. Oh, I'm too much for you all. Just roll over and go to bed, those of you who are on the East Coast. You don't want to hear this show tonight. What have I got to tell you? I hope you have done what I told you to do. I hope that you have bought yourself a couple of pieces of gold. Oh, please let me tell you right now, it is jumping. We're just $6 away from $1,000 an ounce gold, and we're just 9 cents away from $20 silver. The value of the real and the precious, as precious as air itself, is the real money, like the real BBSradio.com. 100% solid gold. 100% solid silver. Yes, just as good as those old-fashioned fundamentals will hold up. 1 + 1 = 2 in the universe of finances. Well, at least you would think so. Mm-hmm. I tell you, just like the Lord said, I'll teach you to dwell in tents again, O Israel. I'm wondering. I'm just wondering how it's all going to play out, folks. Now, why would I feel so topsy-turvy? Because, you know, I have to go back a ways to understand exactly how you can see history coming again and catch the wave as you see the same types of things being repeated over and over and over again. And that is that back in 1980, of course, you know, gold went all the way up to $980, but it fell back down to $400 like it would have given you whiplash had you been on the train. But for those people who believed in the long term and not this here phony financial fanatical system that they're putting in place, this one that even the economic people don't even understand this one, because it just, this is worse than voodoo economics. And now, at a time when we are in debt up to our fannies, they're getting ready to give everybody in America, those who pay taxes and don't pay taxes, an incentive to go out and spend money, and to give you that incentive. And they're going to give you some money to spend. Now, it don't work if you go out and pay your debt. You see what I'm saying? It don't work if you put it in the bank, in the savings account bank. It don't work at all if you do any of those things for the government. So if you do those things, they're just going to repress you, and they're going to take your bank account, and they're going to take whatever you get. Now, I say for everybody that's really, really into it, you know, right now, even $20 an ounce gold, $20, wishful thinking, $20 ounce of silver is a good buy. As we know what the situation is with silver, and for those of you who don't do your homework, find out why it is that I would say that this is the poor man's gold. And with this metal, you will be able to negotiate your future, should you be so smart to be in a place where negotiating the future is allowed. That's not America. I do believe, folks, that it's time for us to begin to look and to really trust in God. And when you look into the Bible, just switching hats here from boss to Reverend or, you know, Roxy, I'll tell you, you really have to understand something here. When you look how many times it's mentioned in the Bible, and it's mentioned in favor that this is something that's necessary. You know, they need it in the space. They needed to protect themselves. They put it in their helmets, a nice thin layer. You know, one has to look at the gold applications in the future. You can look at it all and see where it's all going, and it stays. It can be reclamated. It can be recovered, but the silver cannot be recovered. And with the energy problems we're having today and the shutdowns and the slowdowns all over the world in terms of mining, that then makes it a smart bet. And so I'm hoping that those of you out there who have been listening to my show since June 17th of 2007 have been listening to me and have taken some of your foolish money and put it into the precious metals market, and it will at least never be nothing. And that's That's what's really important here, is to take those useless dollars, which the index now is, like last time I looked, was 73.61. It's like coming up from the basement. It's like up 2 cents or something like that, or 2 tenths of a point or something like that, how they read it. But basically what it comes down to is the euro is like twice as valuable as our dollar. Like I told you 2-3 weeks ago, they don't take the money as a bet. They don't take the dollar anymore at the cockfights. And that fuels the Hawaiian economy. So, you know, I really understand these things. Now, Boss RJ has really been kind of like really trying to reason what's going on. It's almost like all my friends are in some kind of deep sleep here. They're all babbling about Obama, and I'm wondering what in the heck they all see in this man, and what exactly they expect this man to do, and what they expect the office of the president to do. I don't know. It's kind of like Camelot all over again. It's kind of bizarre, you know, in Camelot, you know. But this is like, this is like USA rots. It really does. It really doesn't rock anymore. It rots. It stinks. This whole race, these people that are running. And, you know, those of you who can't stand to hear the truth about this matter is that we have, at this point in time, the Democratic Party has scraped the bottom of the barrel, and then the Republican Party has scraped the bottom of the barrel, and now the bottom of the barrel is the top of the heap, and they're going to have a convention, and they're going to swagger, and they're going to do their things, and they're going to have their fun. But it isn't important unless the person that is talking is going to tell us the truth, you know. And that's what's really necessary here. And the truth of the matter is that America is in a position to really not be shaking its finger at anybody. We're in a position to where we're thinking about defaulting on the world. And that's a terrible thing to do. And you have to understand why and how that all can occur. And that's what Mission Possible is about. And I'm dedicated to be that lone wolf out there in the world. It's going to say what needs to be saying. It's to measure the deeds. Our deeds travel with us from afar. What we have been makes us what we are. Presidential timber, break it down for me, folks. Break it down for me. How much are you to overlook in these candidates and see them as presidential timber? In what house can they sit? In what seat can they sit and determine? That's not the job of the President of the United States. To dictate and to do the will of the people. But that's all phony and funny now. So now we're being asked to care. And yet, they're busy, folks. They're busy. And when it's all over, if they want to, they'll steal it. But either way, no matter whether they put Obama in, or whether they put McCain in, or whether they put anybody in that office, there is no way for one man to overlook and do the will in all those rogue agencies. And as they take him down to that situation room and he raises his hand for a second time to defend that which is behind him, the invisible shadow government that he's asked not to look at, but to when the messengers of the shadow government come into his office to tell him what to do, he is to deliberate, he is to do what is necessary, and he will be told. This is how it goes, folks. You know, I don't want you to have a cosmic fairy tale idea about this whole thing. I got everybody going, oh, gaga, goo-goo, and I keep trying to tell them, but the fundamentals tell me we're in the midst of going into stagflation. These ain't things that I was just listening to on CNN. This is something that we know. We charted a course. You know, go ask McCain how we charted the course. You know, you have to understand who these people are. Of course, to have McCain as president be kind of neat because, you know, he proceeded over at a time when, you know, the whole Keating 5 thing was happening. 2 years. He could have saved a lot of people a lot of trouble. He could have saved a lot of people money. He could have told them, I got wind of a meeting. I was at a meeting. Boy, you wouldn't believe what they were thinking about doing. You know, it's really important for us to really look at these people up close and personal. Do your homework, folks. That's what Mission Possible is all about. I do my homework. I do my homework and have been doing my homework. I live in a country where Lee Harvey Oswald's still the man who killed John F. Kennedy. I live in a world where Martin Luther King was assassinated by a lone assassin. I live in a world where, you know, Teddy can run a woman off the road and create all new laws and have all kinds of things all change, and the Pope can wave his magic wand and everybody behaves. I live in a world where a man can get shot from behind in the head and everybody know the name of the killer and where he works, but they blame it on a dissident from Tehran, from someplace, Iran or someplace like that. So I'm looking at it all, and it doesn't seem to change. They tamper with the evidence. They tamper with everything, all the way up to 911, all of it, and on and on and on. They can't help themselves. But the mission is possible. It is possible to confound them, surround them, uncover their evil. You see, if you do your research, you know that all these hearings, nobody was listening. Volumes and volumes and volumes of investigations, inquisitions, all being done. I mean, you know, you can relate that to Hillary. She graduated in the summer of 74. Oh, it must have been delicious for her to be able to look at all that proof that they had on Nixon, that it was necessary for them to tell him he had to walk. You have to understand something, folks. You got Hillary running. Now, Hillary, she's the back end of the whole situation. She's what you would consider to be the missing link in terms of political organization. This is a Goldwater girl who sees it advantageous to permeate and to subvert the Democratic Party and to get all its delicious secrets on all its senior members and to hold them in their place. And throughout the whole 80s, to run with her husband that place in Arkansas. And if you do your homework, you will see how many people have died. And when you go back and you look at the summary of the Whitewater investigation, you see a woman who is very, very capable of manipulating and making sure that she stays clean, but yet her hands are dirty, for she is guilty of omission, if not commission, of crimes against humanity and against the citizens of the United States of America. So therefore, how could we put this woman in office? Then we have a black man. Well, not so black. He's kind of half and half, which is okay. You know what I'm saying? He's African, raised in Hawaii. Everybody over here reasons he's a good man because he went to school over here, and he went to a real smart school over here. Smart compared by what standards, I have only to think about. Then to move on from there and to do. And then to get into civil rights. Okay, so everybody said, oh, he a good man. He in civil rights. Well, you know, so was Hillary, too. And they all work for the Children's Defense Fund and all these different groups, and they all aware, and they all end up in Chicago. And I'll tell you, if anybody thinks that their civil rights are any more protected under either one of these people in the Senate, you just go ahead and shout a hallelujah and call me on the telephone to tell me what you really think is going on. Because I'll tell you something, I feel and I snip it out and I tell you I truly believe that this is going to be the election where we all get to choose fascist against fascist and we all get to have a free election to choose the next dictator. You see, because the only thing they'll be able to do when they all occupy that office is to clean up, mop up the death and destruction that is going to occur in the cities, because chaos will rule. You could pray about it if you like. I do every day. I pray that I am able to distance myself. And I'm on an island, and I doubt that I'm able to do that because they were shooting off depleted uranium. That's right. Over here they practice. Over here they tell me that it don't matter. It was like a long time ago. Compared to what? What's the half-life of depleted uranium? I mean, it's like we're talking hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years. This is what these men talk about. Well, here we are, Hawaii. We waiting for the rain. We starting to see the drought conditions. It's starting to fry. Yes, it's starting to turn brown. This is the reality, you know. I got people that don't like my kokis, you know. They say they're too loud. And I say, you better understand, they like our canary in the coal mine. You know what I'm saying? When I don't hear the koki, I know there's something up with the air. And I already know there's something up with the air. We're talking about one of the most complex mixtures. And man and people, and the citizens of the United States can't seem to articulate their desire to keep the air pure, to keep the air breathable. When you think about the plan that the Nazis and fascists have in store, they haven't given up because America gave them a new hope, a new breath of air. And this is why I believe that Michelle Obama was right. If anything, vote for, you know, the wife, because she's right. I have to say that I haven't found a time, not even now that her husband is running, a time where I have been proud of America, because America is full of deception. America's a salesman. America's into sales. America's into bending arms. America is into sending arms. America is into collusion. America's into deception. America's into training assassins. America's into funding both sides of the argument. America is a baby, a child of a harlot, which I call England and Rome and Germany and all of those people, and they never got over somehow or another thinking that they lost the revolution. But they didn't, because there was Adam Smith and his Wealth of the Nation telling everybody that the wealth of the nation is built up in its ability to wage war. Yes, in the middle of it, waging the war, then negotiating the reparations, which negotiates the treaty, which ain't good enough and always has a rankling. And so there, one more time, someone doesn't get happy. And you know, America, you really begin to understand that Hoover, and I ain't talking J. Edgar, I'm talking Hoover, start there and understand how the power of the presidency and the power of these commissions and the advisors and all the people that you're not looking at that are going to come behind Obama or Hillary or McCain. They don't let go so easy, folks, and they're the ones that have their hands around your throat. They're the ones that are choking you. They're the ones who are lying to you. They're the ones who are snatching your children away from you. They're the ones that you will see laughing at you as you're dying of the diseases that they have set in motion, as they try to show you that you all have to wait for the revelations in God to come, that they will do the work, for that is what they want to do, because they hate us. And if you don't doubt it, then I feel good for you. If you can understand what I am saying and in the manner in which I am saying, because there's no other way to say it. You know, you got enough nice talk show hosts out there who are willing to gloss it over and do the airy-fairy thing, but I don't think that's what you want. I think that this here alternative radio station has got to have somebody stand up and say, this is how it is. This is the plan. Can't you see it? Can't you see the debt? Can't you see it every time you go to your mailbox? All the deals that are too good to be true. All the credit that you don't deserve that is due. Huh. Let me tell you something. Today was a wake-up call. 2 seconds you have to look and you say, my goodness. All over. We could not. There was, in 4 places at least that I could think of, no ATM. You know, it's like, Auntie M, ATM, they are empty, you see. People pulling their money out. Why are they pulling their money out? Because they're listening to the boss. And what are they doing with that money? Why, they'd rather sacrifice now for the future of the basic fundamentals of backing our money and value with precious metal. That is why America... You may want to work hard, but inflation is going to eat you up. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what y'all are paying for gas, but we're paying $3.50 for regular. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. This is what they've got in store for us. You hear anybody got any solutions? Oh, I was talking to my neighbor. He said, I should read Obama's book. Oh, rest my eyes. Oh, let me tell you that the eyes are the window to my soul. Now, why would I waste my time reading a man's book so he could run for president of the United States when he can't even tell me why he's running? You see, he can't really tell me why he's running. Tell me. I don't see it. Opportunities are missed. Other people get them. He wants this one. He was groomed for it. Is anybody groomed for it? Yeah. Are there people that understand it? Yeah. But you see, they're too smart to step forward. You see. They're too smart to step forward. The people that are really doing it, they're circling up their wagons and they're beginning to look at the cause and effect of all the insane playing. And they're really understanding how to meet this here glorious 21st century, a time of abundance in the places in which people have put their work and their faith in the Most High and in our relationship to the soil, which is our soul life, which is the soil's life. And you got all these cowboys out here. There's enough people. Now we need to hear from, and we need to hear from you in this here election. And see, this convention's, you know, you have to look at all these superdelegates and all. I mean, this whole thing, it's not locked up even after they lock it up. It's for you all to understand, you must now really, really study the whole process and really begin to understand it for yourself before they try to explain it to you. Because when they explain it to you, it's just going to drive you crazy. And see, they're ready for you to go crazy. You see, they're doing everything. It is like, let me see if I can explain it to you folks. You know, I got a little time here so that you understand where I'm coming from. And I can get to put it down for history's sake, for the high story's sake, for God's sake. More power has got to be put in the hands of the people. More power to the people. 9/10 of the energy that exists in the universe is not being utilized because we can't understand it. And yet, I know that there is an answer to our whole situation. And yet, it will not be delivered. Not in my lifetime. Not in mine. For I prepared none to come after me. So when I go, I go. The only thing I can leave behind is a BBS radio or car, because I see that my man, he don't lose data. So each week that I tell you these things, it's not like I'm heralding doom and gloom. It's just that I'm on the way and I look up at the projection screen and I see it. When I'm walking in the streets, I can see it. When I'm reading the paper, I can read it. There's something going on, and there's a frequency that's being vibrated that's disturbing the human psyche, and it's making people think things that they shouldn't be thinking and feel things that they should have gotten over a long time ago, you see. So we're looking at a world that is being disturbed. And I said to myself, now what's the true thing to do here? To worry about who the president of the United States is, or to understand or worry about who now is the president of Russia, because they had an election in Putin. But Putin's successor is said he's going to continue to Putin's mandates in place. And, you know, Putin pretty much is intelligence, KGB, from a long time ago. Second generation, I guess you would call it. And I would consider him to be no communist at all, another fascist that survived and is now in power. And it gets real good when you look at it, folks, because it's all going to change. And as you look at that corridor, as you look at Afghanistan and Pakistan and Iran, and you see that corridor, you can see the back end of Russia, can't you? And you can see those noble oil fields, can't you? And you can see the oil fields of Baku, can't you? And you can see that great Caspian Sea, can't you? And can't you see everybody throwing their missiles across and back and forth across that great landlocked sea? Ha, ha, ha. And polluting. Oh, folks. I'm so disappointed in man. I really am. The boss is really disappointed in man. I enjoy my life. I really do. In spite of everything that has been put before me. I mean, every day I'm aware. I have San Francisco in my back pocket in terms of experience. I have survived some of the most incredible points of history. I understand Jonestown. I understand the zebra killings. I understand Zodiac. I understand California. I understand Reagan. I understand all of these people. I understand naval intelligence. I understand Carter. I understand Ford with Rockefeller. I understand the coup. I understand it all, and you do too. I understand tag team politics. I understand the struggle between the East Coast and the Southwest. I understand it all. I understand the Southern governors. I understand Super Tuesday. I understand it coming down to Ohio and Texas. I understand that it don't matter at all. As the world doesn't care who we elect as President of the United States, when it's time to call in the markets, they're going to call in the markets, and if we can't pay, we're in default. And then, for us not to pay, is to welt. It's the worst thing that can happen to an individual, to welt on a loan. So how great is America? How great is America, folks? You tell me. Tell me how great any of these people are. Tell me what they're going to do. Tell me how they're going to fix it. Go ahead, articulate it. Tell me how you're all glossed over by sugar-coated words and all kinds of things. But you understand, this is war. This is the last war we'll ever see. Because after this, they won't ask us who we want. They won't even bother, and you won't care to vote after this one. Because this one's going to twist your minds. This one is scheduled to twist your minds, and they got the chemicals to help you overcome that twistedness. That's right. They're disseminating all their newfangled technology. When you take to the streets, when this one shows itself. Mm-hmm. You see, because it goes a lot of different ways. Whether if they elect McCain, and I mean if the Electoral College elects McCain, not you, the voting public, if it's McCain, then it is a sigh of relief for the Republicans as they begin to put the final nail in the coffin of America's Constitution and deliver us over to their corporate cronies who will then, you know, sign the death warrant for America, swoop us all up, utilizing all of the lacks of habeas corpuses and all the other stuff. You know, folks, it's really, I mean, I hope y'all out there are doing good. I hope y'all have enough money and you not in the banks, but that y'all are doing it. I mean, because that's what, you know, I may be preaching to the choir here. Y'all may be just sitting up there going, yeah, you ain't telling me nothing I don't know. You ain't telling me nothing I ain't heard. In fact, I know all that. I know my money's not worth nothing. And I know that them subprime loans and all of that and the banks that are defaulting and how we're bailing them out and why interest rates are going to get cut again and that's going to make our money the cheapest, slaggish money ever, and people are going to be buying all kinds of things, but we won't be able to buy anything. We won't be able to buy nothing. People are like, what's that? That's a dollar bill. That's exactly what it is, a bill. I owe you. We are talking, folks, about days to remember. I hope when you look at your big plasma screen television and you think it was a good deal because you got it on sale at Walmart, that big plasma screen television, you'll be able to, you know, get yourself some bread or some food or something because somebody's going to want it. Ain't nobody going to want that plasma screen. Ain't nobody going to want that computer. Ain't nobody going to want any of that stuff. The Chinese got it already. They already got all this stuff. They're able to get it too. But you know, they're not buying all that stuff. You know what they're buying? They're buying gold. They're buying silver at any price. What are you buying, America? What are you consuming, America? You consume all the energy in the world. You stand up and you talk all bad. It's bad, folks. I know. Now, one can live a life of regret or one can live a life of integrity. How do you see the American government today? And how will you see it tomorrow when it defaults on Social Security? When it defaults on all the entitlements? When it tells you it can't afford? That's why I had to become a reverend. Because if I didn't become a reverend, I wouldn't be able to articulate half of this stuff and not go crazy because I still have my Godhead. That's right. I have my Godhead. And I have my example. That's right, Jesus. That's right. I have a sense of vocation, and so did Jesus. And I have a unique destiny, and so did Jesus. And there we have something in common. That's right. And we've been tested. That's right. Me and JC, we both been tested. You may ask, Bob, how you been tested? I've been asked to worship Satan. I've been asked to worship Mammon. I've been asked to go into those hallowed halls and to achieve world supremacy and empires in my head. I've been asked, oh yes, I could have taken advantage of affirmative action. But I thought, if we're in a race, why should I have any special advantage? Well, in doing so, there's me in the back. But that's nice. Because when the change comes that all these candidates are talking about, including Barack Obama, talking about change, it's going to be an about face. And when it's an about face, that and that becomes the front, and the front becomes the back. And guess what? I'll be right here saying the same thing. How do you recognize a child of God? Ask yourself this, my listeners. Ask yourself, are you content? Ask yourself whether or not you even understand what it is to be divine. To look for that in your life, to see God in your life, to see it all wound up in a single word called love, a word that you can use that evokes a spontaneous, wholehearted feeling of affirmation of something for someone else and for self, and to really understand what God's love for man really is, and that God's love for man is man's love for God, and the circle becomes joined in God's love for man, and man for God, and God for man. When you begin to understand there has not been an interruption at all, that it is in place, and no matter of insane play will change this fact. And for my man Jesus, who as a reverend, I use the prime example of what we all can be. The concept of love included justice. The concept of love included judgment. And it also included mercy. That's right. God, in Jesus' mind, was a sovereign thing. It was a sovereign love. And for those of you who know that when he come back, he say, in the voice of the prophets, as they tried to bring us to this understanding, Moses with his 10 commandments, and him with his 1, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I want to remind all you Christian fundamentalists out there, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and mind and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. In other words, to take the whole idea of the ministry of Jesus the Christ, we are talking about neighbor love. If we truly had understood this concept, there'd be no more wars. There'd be no way for someone to say, I am for war, not stupid wars, like Obama said. That's where I lost it with him. He's like, oh, I think that this Iraq war is a stupid war. There's sometimes when you have to have war. See what I'm saying? That's the demented, that's what politicians, that's what his God tell him to say. My God tells me, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Thou shalt love the Lord God, with all your heart and with all your soul and your mind and your strength and your neighbor as yourself. Get it? Get it? You don't like listening to this? Turn the channel. Turn it off. Turn it off, because this is all I got to say. Neighbor love. It's neighbor love that has Don Newsom put this whole thing together. It's BBSradio.com, so that people like me and people like you who listen to this have a chance. Have half a chance. Opportunities are never missed. Other people get there. This is what it's about. It's about an attitude. You want change? You want to change? Change your attitude. You want to change? Have a change of heart. From one heart to the next heart, to the next heart, to the universal heart that extends on and on and on, radiating and spiraling all the way up to those who are listening, to those who have created us, to those who are anticipating us either passing or failing this test here in this Saha world. It's a purgatory, probationary period. I'm a trustee, folks. I'm feeling frosty. I hope to get my star. And I'm not talking about on the Hollywood Boulevard. God's love for man is man's love for God. It's a relation. This is what it is. Trust. Trusted the people around you. Are they there? Do they have the Spirit? When you look at your life, is it dependent? Can you see some independence in your life? Can you see it in your community? Can you articulate and speak to your neighbor? Last week I touched upon the Tower of Babel. And a lot of people talk about this whole thing. But I get down to what I truly believe when I know that I have the understanding that God's love for man and man's for God. That man's love for God, in terms of what they were doing and how they felt about themselves, was expressed by taking Mother Earth and making bricks, firing them up, and making a tower to the sky. When God looked down and seeing this here man's effort, tilling the soil to only then turn it into bricks instead of turning it into plants and turning it into food and turning it in, they want to make an expression of their ability to show off and there to make a place. God said, I'll strike you all dumb and scatter you to the world so you can come back to this unity with the idea of what it is you're supposed to be doing. You see. That Tower of Babel, the way the towers of 911 and any other big building as it as it's built is the same thing. You know, this idea, we can't get it out of our genes, you know. It's important. Because if we do not see that love is the key, then we will have nothing but limits in this humanity. God was love. Evil for Jesus. And this is what I want you to understand, and it is for me too. Man, when I come up across this kind of thought, I'll really have to just pray. And you know what I say, prayer is work and work is prayer. So I have to work on myself, another way to say it. And I tell you, whenever I come up against, and I believe self-centeredness, this is the thing, this is the key, this is, to me, is the evil. This is the evil that we are seeing expressed in our American government. Oh, ho, 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 ho. When a person trusts in their possessions, when a person is a rich fool and has pride of the things that they have, and they believe that they can only trust in their own kind, which will help them to get those things, it's terrible. And I don't like it. And so if I don't like something, I have to call it out, you see. So what am I saying? I'm telling you right now, you're listening to Mission Possible Radio Show. I'm the boss, RJ, and I'm just happy to be able to articulate to you all the things that are happening in this world, and I'm hoping that I have something I say that might just pop your lock, your pause for thought, that you can snap to it, because I tell you, this ain't Oz, and I ain't Dorothy, and there is no place like home, and I tell you, I'm trying to protect my home, I'm trying to protect my air, my water, my food, you know, I want my supplements, I want everything I got coming, I want the government out of my business, I want to be able to pray in my own way, I want to be able to see all that I have done in my life be appreciated by seeing the world come to peace, at ease, to be able to pull up to the table if they're able and negotiate their dreams, whatever it is. But this is it, and we have to stop. And there is ways in which it will happen that we can stop doing this. And part of it is, when I look at the news, and I'm just like, whoa, people are just gaga, go-go to just keep on telling us which way it's going to be. This is it. You can see it. So now you have to look up. You have to look out, folks. You have to pay attention. You have to really see it because it's coming. And however you work, I'll be here for you. This is Mission Possible. You know the boss is going to be here for you. And I'm going to look around here. I'm coming into my 10 minutes before this show is over. And it really is. I'm just going to one more time tell you. I've been singing the song for a long time. And I've been singing songs for a long time. And now I like to speak, you know, and I like to inquire, and I'm on an inquisition. And I guess I'll just take a little time to tell you, you know, this is a story that is going to have an ending. And it's going to have a happy ending if I have anything to do with it, because the truth will be known, and the truth will set us free. That's what they say all the time. And it's going to cost us something. It's going to cost us something. And that's why it's important that you keep up with these here PBS radio archives and listen to what I'm saying and judge it against what you investigate and what's going on in your own community. That's what's really important, is for you to look around in your own community and see the signs of the insane plane, the things that are what I consider to be the forces of power, which are corrupt. In other words, they don't make any sense. They're not fair. There are a lot of things, and they're not making any sense, and they don't explain things to you very well, and yet they're telling you, yeah, we're going to inoculate you, your family, this or that. You really got to be able to key in on the things, and you have to be able to know that you have the power to resist all this. And it's better for us to resist than to succumb to the evil. That's the test, folks. Are you up for the challenge? Are you up for the challenge? You see? That's what's really important. Are we up for the challenge? They are. They've got their plan in place. And I'll tell you, it's, for me, when I look at it as a researcher, because So things that I'm saying to you are not things that I just, you know, I spend weeks, months, years, I mean, looking at this thing from the very first moment that I, as a victim of COINTEL in 1971, and prior to that, had understood that there was something very unfair about the way the government and the law enforcement agencies went after people in this society, and it became even more and more clear as I got older. And so then I had to really look at the government, and I had to say, well, what's really going on here? And I tell you, folks, as I began to look at it, and I know for a lot of you people it's kind of like rehash this, rehash that, you know, I heard it, but it's still going on today. And I'll tell you, it's important for us to understand it's not a pretty subject. That's why probably nobody really likes to talk about it, because it has to do with government and the health and mind control. Has to do with testing things on humans and cancer studies and poison marijuana and gene splicing and third world pharmaceutical sales and genocide. Has to do with stains and slain investigated journalists and people twisted in their stories and truth and recanting their truth because it can't be told right then and there. This is a history of all kinds of law enforcement agencies that are connected to Interpol and the FBI and the CIA, everybody all together now. French connections and narcotics and commissions, revelations of the CIA involvement in drug trafficking, police and political corporate collusion. This is not a pretty story, folks. I know why you don't want to talk about it and why you just want to talk about Obama. It takes us to the Holocaust. It takes us to Nazi doctors. It takes us to people who want to take our children and do all kinds of weird things to them. The future of popes who worked in concentration camps. You look at the history and you will see how the close cardinals are and how they become popes and how they work this plan and how they work with governments to continue to oppress the people through religion. It takes you to the plans and power taking over and being two distinct agencies. Yeah. We're talking about people who started a long time ago. Like I was telling you, I'm looking at Herbert Hoover. That's not a long time ago when you're looking at a 20th century man. And then you look at it and you see how the NSC and the CIA were becoming the board of America. And the men who sat on it. The very makeup, you see. And then you look at it from the 52 on with Nixon in place, and then you look at it to 1974, and you see the assassination, and you see these men coming and going, and you see Bush, and you see them all, and then you live to be 55 years old, and you see the very men that you know have committed murder, have lied and cheated and stole our money, are now in the office, and now their sons of bankers and their daughters are now vying for what's left of the dead carrion called America. This is a story, folks, and it ain't pretty. This is a story that is going to be realized as being lethal. This is a story where you uncover, and as you uncover, the tears fall on your paper because you realize you've been had. And that our future generation has been had. And that the only thing we can do is begin to articulate that being had. And hopefully, maybe somebody will go, oops, we're not ready yet. Let's back down a little bit. Let's give them a little of what they want. And what is it that I want? I want them to go away. Where do I want them to go? They deserve each other. I want you all who want to go to war and all of you who think that our economy has to be tested and fortified, there's still a lot of good America left. They've tried to destroy it. They've tried to poison it. They've dug holes in the ground. They've put systems of tunnels that go to the sea where they think they're going to get rid of you and me. This stuff's serious, folks. Okay? So I'm just a lone little voice in the wind, but when I play this stuff back and I play it for my friends and I play it for strangers, they all go, gosh, you know, you're right. And I can't let it go. I'm so sorry, but when we talk about talk radio, whether it be, I have to say, William F. Buckley, may you rest in peace. May that tongue never wag again. And now I get to say something, folks. You see, William F. Buckley is dead. That's a good thing. William F. Buckley is dead because now we can do an autopsy of an American Nazi, fascist, talk journalist, young Americans for freedom, of freedom, with a torch connected to the Nazis. Ah, the Buckleys. Yeah, let's get to it. He's dead. I'm not. He's dead 82. So rest in peace, William Buckley. We're going to cover you. We're going to have a whole show on you. And I'm going to show you how these men, with their ideas that support eugenics and all the things that they see, they're just so much smarter than we are. Oh, yes, they do. But they're not. For some simple little black woman like me can sit here and tell you, I'm on to them. Imagine how many more people are on to them. I didn't have hardly any of the tools. Ralph Nader's on to him. Oh, he's running again. Sometimes I want to slap him. I just want to slap him, you know. He keeps on just fuzzing it all up. I don't understand, but we'll get to that too. Ralph Nader's running. Oh, good news. Anyhow, anybody want to place a bet on this election? Does anybody want to tell me who they think is going to win? And are we going to like the outcome? And will it take us a long time to find out the outcome? Or will it be a landslide? And in what direction? Man, this frequency is hard to deal with, but I am into it. So, with Mission Possible now on the air, and Mission Possible will now dare to tell you all that this is going to be one rocking week. And when I come back on Tuesday, we will have, on the inside hour with Dr. Len, we're going to cut it up with this here Super Tuesday coming up March 4th. That's right. Today's March 2. March 2 what? March 3rd to March 4th, which is the Ohio, Texas Super Tuesday, where it should be, could be, would be, but never will be decided totally. Yeah, we all have a hard year ahead of us, and the money gonna get real funny, and the uncertainty is gonna get even more uncertain. But hang in there, folks. If you've made a plan, if you've got a direction, I pray for you that you are in a good situation, and that I meet you back here, same time, same station, and check out. I'm telling you, we're getting ready to get it together over here in Hawaii for the Live H2O. And I want you to go to liveh2o.org and check in with Dr. Len Horowitz and see what's going on. I also want you to check in with Dom Nikolop on Monday through Friday with Evident Footprints. It comes on at least on Tuesday after Inside Hour. And also just check out all the other great hosts on bbsradio.com. And remember, love, 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 everybody love, 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 and love thy neighbor. Practice it. If you don't know your neighbor, find out, you know, find out who your neighbors are, because this is the ultimate test. This is what's going to draw us all together, and we have this inclination. You know, I know that what happened was we warmed up to the villain. You know, we kind of found the villain kind of entertaining, and we kind of invited the villain into it. But now it's time for us to tell the villain, go home. You're no longer needed. We understand evil. We understand it all. And you're not needed anymore. We need a righteous world. We need it for the boys and girls. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of Mission Possible radio program for this Sunday, March 2nd, 2008. And gold, oh yeah, so I can say it one more time, 984 and rising, silver, 1991 and rising. Get yourself some, even at $25 an ounce and $1,000 an ounce, it's still a great deal.